on Tourism Roundup, we highlight the National Beach Development Program. And in our North Jamaica feature, we take a swim at the James Bond Beach in St. Mary. Welcome to the program. 14 beaches across the island are being upgraded at a cost of $250 million under the National Beach Development Program. The project is being financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and it forms part of plans by the Ministry of Tourism to identify and upgrade the best beaches and ensure they remain free and accessible to the public. Some of the beaches identified under the program include Burwood, Trelawney, Providence Park, Montego Bay, Norman Manley Beach Park, Negril, Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth, Old Harbour Bay, St. Catherine, Salem, St. Anne, and Boston in Portland. In January, the Burwood Beach in Falmouth, Trelawney was upgraded at a cost of $28 million. The massive improvement project involved the construction of sanitary conveniences, gazebos, the erection of perimeter fencing, a children's play area, and a bandstand. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill points out that the project is part of the ministry's plans to further attract both tourists and locals.
There's a lot of development taking place in Jamaica now. And this is important for Jamaica because it's going to provide jobs for Jamaicans. It's going to provide economic opportunity, economic activity. And quite frankly, we in tourism see ourselves as the main driver of economic development.
Plans are also underway to construct shops, a multi-purpose court, and restaurants at the beach. Managing Director of the Urban Development Corporation, Desmond Malcolm, speaks about plans for the other beaches.
Bluefields will be upgraded. Outrageous, Bay Beach, Fort Clarence. We do have substantial development of Fort Clarence, which is the Hellshire. That will be coming on stream very, very soon. The idea is to transform it into more than just a beach, but to also add a theme park there.
Mr. Malcolm says the UDC is committed to the program. Licensed Beach in St. Thomas and the Markingstone Beach in St. Mary are set for upgrade at a cost of $58.6 million. Minister Matt Neal says the National Beach Development Program is a concrete demonstration of how the tourism industry can have positive impact on ordinary Jamaicans.
This underscores once again that tourism is not an enclave sector that benefits only large investors, resort and attraction owners, and the workers in the industry, but should and must have a direct impact on the lives of citizens across Jamaica.
He says the program came out of a need to increase the number of beaches available for public use.
The fact is, wherever we can identify beaches that we feel are beaches that would be best kept in the public interest, we are going to acquire those beaches, put the proper infrastructure on those beaches to ensure that they have all the amenities, first class, first world amenities for Jamaicans and visitors alike.
The project is being implemented with support from the parish councils, UDC, Ministry of Water, Land and Climate Change, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. To a place called Jamaica. And in our No Jamaica feature, we take a swim at the James Bond Beach in St. Mary. The beach sits on a small peninsula at Arcabesa Bay, about 10 miles from Outrageous on the country's north coast. Scenes from the 1962 James Bond movie Dr. No were filmed at the beach. The attraction is also the venue for many of Jamaica's big outdoor concerts and parties. That's it for today's program. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Shanari Ferron. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.